Welcome back to the programme. Now, caller was on to say, Roddy was my English teacher decades ago. Best teacher ever. Loved him then and now. Has he still got Doc Martens? I don't know. He had his feet under the table. I didn't check. But I seem to remember that he had them very long time ago when he was teaching. Anyway, let us move along. If you're one of the approximately 30,000 drivers that cross the border between here and the north every day, it seems you'll have to carry a green card as proof of insurance if Britain leaves the EU without a deal. Now, this mightn't sound like a big deal, but it kind of is, certainly for the 30,000, but for the rest of us as well. Now, the motoring journalist Michael Sheridan is on the line. Michael, who might need this green card? And if you have a Northern licence, or which would be a British licence, or if you have an Irish licence, how significant is that?
It's an absolute mess what's going on at the moment, It changes with the wind. What we're going to find out is that Europe is going to play hardball with Britain. So anybody from Britain going into mainland Europe is going to have issues, and they are definitely going to need their green card, which is it's called a green card because it's printed on green paper.
Right.
And it just says you have basic third-party insurance for that country or the countries you're going into. They will also definitely need an international driver's license or driving permit, which is to be used in addition to their own one.
How do you get an international license?
Well, in Ireland, you apply through the AA, and it's basically just a layer of paperwork. You don't have to do a driving test or anything for it. In the north, you get it through the post office. Now, people travelling from Britain or Northern Ireland to mainland Europe will definitely need a layer of bureaucracy, which is going to be a pain and inconvenient at most. There's even a possibility that insurers might make some gain from this and might even charge down the line.
Why am I not surprised?
But in Ireland, because we're this lovely island and because of the Good Friday Agreement, the whole island is treated as if everybody can be whatever nationality. If you want to be Botswanan, you can, and drive around the place saying, this is all my land.
So,
and that's the key thing which everybody is anxious about. So Neil Varadkar the other day in Dáil said, there's going to be a grace period. He didn't say specifically how long the period was. So anybody travelling from the north into the Republic of Ireland will not have to have a green card.
But from the
north to here, but from the south into the north, they haven't declared that yet. They haven't said, yeah, we're with you, let's live and let live. So technically, you would need a green card travelling into the north if there is a no-deal Brexit and the PSNI decide, or under instruction say, yes, we're going to play silly buggers with Europe and we're going to make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. The reality is, it's very unlikely to happen because we want to keep that border as open and as free and as invisible as possible.
Yeah, now, I know somebody who exchanged their licence here to get an Irish licence, but they had to hand over their British licence. And I was wondering, why wouldn't you hang on to the two of them? And equally, we've loads of immigrants in Britain. Should they change their Irish driver's licences into English driving licences?
It used to be a case, Marion, that the preference was to have a UK licence if you're over in the UK, because they issued for a longer period of time. That's no longer the case. But also, if you were travelling in Ireland and you had a UK licence, you couldn't get points applied to it because there was no agreement on points for traffic infringements being applied to a foreign licence in the Republic of Ireland.
Yeah.
So at present, if you pretend and that's your only licence, you're meant to have that licence if you're non-resident in Ireland. If you're resident in Ireland and you're driving on a UK licence, if you're resident in the Republic of Ireland and you're driving on a UK licence, you shouldn't be, and you should have surrendered that and exchanged that. And that's always been the case. But people kind of ignore that and were happy tipping along saying, well, actually, I'm driving on a UK licence and I won't get penalty points either. So that is changing. And basically, the paperwork we're going to have because it's a EU-wide motor insurance directive and all these other little laws that we take for granted that make frictionless movement so wonderful. But now we're going to have to treat England as if you were travelling to Canada or Mexico or anywhere else.
Okay,
and the same potentially with Northern Ireland. So your paperwork has to be in order. And also, anybody coming from the north, in theory, with a hard Brexit, it may as well be coming from Swaziland. into the Republic and will have to have their paperwork in order.
Well, then
well.
Would we be all advised just to automatically get a green card and keep it in the car? Though somebody told me yesterday that they applied to their insurer and the insurer said they didn't have them.
Yeah, and it's funny, it varies from insurer to insurer. The advice from the Motor Insurance Bureau, the governing body in Ireland, is that everybody should apply, and everybody's meant to apply a month in advance because of the deluge of paperwork. A green card has to be printed on actual paper and carried with the vehicle. Some are even looking, some insurers, I believe, were even looking for the dates that you were going to travel and where you were travelling to, which is absolutely ridiculous. So it should be a matter of course, and I believe in Northern Ireland, people with a insurance provided by one of the large supermarket chains automatically get a green card issued to them with their insurance. Right. All it is a sheet of paper. So it's a box they have to tick. It shouldn't cost a cent. It should happen now as a matter of course. And
okay.
It wouldn't cost them anything. But it's a headache we have. The good thing is the island of Ireland seems to be saying, hang on, lads, we'll do it our way and let's just see how
with a bit of luck.
Lies.
Okay. The load of messes that we're going to have coming up, but maybe not, maybe not. Anyway, listen, Michael, thank you very much indeed for that. That was Michael Sheridan. We'll take a break.
Podcast The Marion Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.